If you've been wanting to work with me one-on-one, this is for you. If you're an ambitious woman balancing the demands of motherhood and your career, or you're a business owner and you're done talking about your challenges and you are determined not only to find a solution, but to feel alive and energized while getting the support you need, I've got you. There's nothing more frustrating than asking for help only to feel like it's one more thing added to your to-do list. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/focus. Take 2 minutes, fill out the application to work with me one-on-one, and we'll be in touch. One of my strengths and what my clients always tell me is I have a gift of looking at your current situation and showing you exactly where you need to focus to get the results your soul is craving. My work is designed to empower women like you to reclaim your capacity, increase profits, and strengthen your relationships. Join the countless women already seeing incredible results. Picture having me by your side every step of the way, ensuring your success. Visit Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/focus, and apply today. That's heatherchauvin.com/focus.
All right, guys. So I'm just getting my shoes on. We're going for a walk outside as I record today's podcast. And the quote that inspired today's show is, "You can have it all, just not all at once." And that was from Oprah Winfrey. So we're going to go outside in the dark, hopefully not get eaten by lions and tigers and bears, since that's what my brain is convincing me of, right? Okay, you can have it all, but not all at once. This is interesting. Today, I had a very freaky experience, and I'm going to share it with you. It was freaky. It was beautiful. It was something outside of myself. For any of you who say to yourself, "I'm lazy. I'm having a lazy day." The more you learn, the more you grow. What did Oprah say? You can have it all, just not all at once. So if you've been following me for a while, you know part of my story, but a big part of my shadow side of my story is that I used to have severe, severe depression and could not get out of bed in the morning, even with children. And when I had my children, my small children, I had to show up. I had to figure this shit out. I went to therapy. I went to the doctor. I even went to go see naturopaths. Oh my God, what was that? Okay, this darkness thing. Anyways, ironic. We're talking about the dark and it's dark. Went to naturopaths. I did everything, guys. Like, went to voodoo, like all of this crap. I'm like, rub dog shit all over me. I will do the work. Just tell me what to do. Tell me. You can have it all, just not all at once. That was the magic. I was looking. Tell me. Today, I had an inner experience. So I took a nap. I previously, long time ago, if you go back into the podcast, I talked about my addiction to sleep. And our bodies, when we're stressed out, will say sleep, 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 sleep. So I've been practicing all my tools. I practice what I preach, right? And when people go, "Oh, today I didn't have energy," or whatever, I'm like, that's okay. This isn't a perfect process. Just because you have something on your calendar doesn't mean you need to follow through with it. You also need to feel your way through your life. So this morning I had CrossFit on my calendar. And of course, we resist it, right? Resistance is there. Push through, hustle. That's what everybody tells you, right? Well, I convinced myself in my brain that I could not go to CrossFit because I had too much work to do. Now, I'm observing the thought process. I know this is bullshit. Like, I know it on a cellular level. Heather, if you want something bad enough, you'll make it happen. But there's also a part of me, it's a fine line to lean in, to listen and go, am I pushing? Am I hustling? You know, I want to feel this inner sense of peace and freedom. So I gave myself permission not to go. Okay? No big deal, right? Permission granted. Woohoo, Heather doesn't have to go to CrossFit. That's fine. But what does Heather do? She doesn't work. She falls asleep. Oh, I'll just lay down for 10 minutes, right? This is the beauty of time freedom. When you don't feel like you have this pressure of people on top of you. And even if I had a child home, it would be like, okay, I'm just going to sleep. But I'm in this phase in my parenting where all of my kids are at school now. The littlest is in SK. And anyway, so I had this time and this space and I'm like, I got work to do. I got to hustle. I got to do this work, get these things checked off my list. And my body and my brain were saying sleep, 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 sleep. So I tuned in and I listened and I thought, fuck, no, this is totally resistance. Like I could feel it. I knew it. But then there was this deeper part of me that said, just sleep, just give yourself an hour, right? So I was in this really weird state where I can't remember everything that I kind of dreamt about, but I felt like it was a processing. So I was explaining this to my husband. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? But I'm like, I feel like we have these seasons in our lives, right? Where you're in like a growth phase and you're like, go, 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 growing, growing. Oh my God, I'm growing, growing, growing. You're implementing. And then there's just phases of process where you need to just chill out, like get rid of everything. You know, you don't need to look outside of yourself. You're just really going in and saying, okay, what's the next step, right? What's the next level for me? Where am I at? Checking in with yourself. And so part of where I'm at in my life and my business, I'm in a very expansive growth phase, but I'm also in a processing phase as well. So the reason why I'm telling you guys this is one, like you're not alone where you're like, fuck, I can't follow through with what I put on my calendar. I totally get it. You're not alone. I have those days too. So checkbox, you're human. Good. Your heart's beating. Awesome. Life moves on. Two, the knowing, the voice, permission, right? Some of my clients will text me and say, oh my God, I'm so lazy. I didn't do this. And I was like, honey, it could be your lunar cycle. It could be your hormone cycle. Like, this is the inner knowing of trusting your gut, trusting who you are. So it's like, okay, I didn't go to the gym and I kind of lied to myself about getting a few things done. That's okay. Maybe I needed to sleep. Is this an addiction? Is this falling back into old habits? I don't know. And I really don't care. It's like an addict saying, or an alcoholic saying, I'm just going to have one drink. And obviously, you know, choosing not to drink. And then 10 years down the road, it's like, oh my God. And you have that one drink and you feel like a complete and utter failure. Like you got to start all over again. It's like, okay, forgive yourself and move on, right? Forgive yourself and move on. Get back to square one. So while I was having my nap, I had these crazy revelations, this feeling of going back down the rabbit hole. And I talk a lot about the rabbit hole when it comes to how you used to feel, how you used to be, or your shitstorm. People are so afraid of, what if I become that person again? What if? And I'm so far removed from that person of who I used to be. But today I got a little glimpse of that. I could feel it. Oh, I'm just going to sleep another hour, another hour, another hour, right? I didn't even get dressed. My morning routine was out the door. And I thought, Heather, this is beautiful contrast. We need this beautiful contrast in our lives. So when we're doing the hustle and the bustle of, I don't know what that is. My neighbor riding a lawnmower. doing this beautiful contrast of like giving ourselves what we need and what we want and what we crave. And then when the dark side comes and you're like, oh God, I don't want that. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. So I invited it in. I wasn't afraid of it. I did not feel in control of it. I was like, okay, you know, you popped your ugly head up. That's totally cool. But you're not going to feel this way. And so when I woke up, I was like, wow, I do not feel good. And I had this aha moment. I was like, Heather, I think you've been sick your whole life and you're recovering. Pre-cancer, I think I had undiagnosed autoimmune or something. Like, I don't need to get into this Hashimoto's or whatever the fuck it was. It was undiagnosed. And I feel like a lot of my learned helplessness in my life came from an undiagnosed disease that I did not know how to manage. And so my energy was out of whack. My hormones were out of whack. I didn't know how to eat. I didn't know how to exercise. And because I'm taking such good care of myself with food and physical exercise and attempting to do it emotionally and spiritually, I had to really reflect on that and go, oh my gosh, I am so far removed from who I used to be, that little Heather, right? That adult Heather, that it was such a beautiful contrast to go down this rabbit hole and to feel it while I was taking this nap. And a whole bunch of other crap came up, like that I don't even remember, but these just waking up and feeling grateful for this crap, the shit, because I know I'm so far from them. So when I talk about the quote, you can have everything you want, just not all at once, what Oprah Winfrey said is true, right? We all want it now. We want to lose the weight tomorrow. Heck, we want it today. We want to eat one healthy meal and say, hello, you know, why do I not feel amazing? We want to drink our water for one day and go, come on, like, you know, my water level should be a lot better. We want to send out a few emails or work really hard on our business for a week or a month and then all of a sudden wonder why, where's the money coming? Why don't I have more clients? It's a lifestyle. It's your way of being. It's how you show up in every single moment. So you can have it all, just not all at once. And when I talk about seasons, you know, I work with many women all from all walks of life. So some come in and they have infants. Others come in, they don't have children. Others come in and their children are out of the house or they're in the teenage years. They're in the thick of it. It doesn't matter where you are. It's about the life that you want to lead and how you want to feel in the season that you're in. And I can have it all, just not all at once. Right? You can have it all, just not all at once. Because part of this is enjoying the moment, enjoying what is in front of you. That if you had it all right now, you wouldn't be able to feel it. You wouldn't be able to enjoy it. If you had the ability to do your end goal, would you be the mother that you want to be? So being in the thick of it, honoring yourself and going, I am good enough today. I'm showing up today. This is it. This is enough. This is all I need. This is all I need to do. So whatever residual crap of mine is there from not completing and checking something off my to-do list, that's mine to own. That's mine to work out tonight in my bath or in my journal as I lay my hands on my belly and my heart and say, Heather, you're a good person. You are enough. We got to do this work on ourselves, loving ourselves more so that we can be nicer to our children, nicer to our spouses, honoring our soul, making an impact in the world. You can have it all, just not all at once. So what's your thing that you're forgiving yourself for today? What's that one thing on your list that you're going after? The duality, the contrast of getting what you want and also being afraid to lose it. Thanks, guys. And if you're interested, starting Monday, we're doing the Time Freedom Challenge. I talk a lot about creating that space in your life. How do we begin to create that space? How can you organize your thoughts when you feel overwhelmed? What else do we talk about? I don't know. Why can't I think of anything at the top of my head? So head on over and you'll figure it out because it's all on the page. momisincontrol.com/timefreedomchallenge, or just go to my website, heatherchauvet.com, and you'll see it there on the front page or the free resource page. And I talk about specifically what the challenge is going to be. It's free. It's 5 days. Once you join on Monday, you'll get an email a day that will keep the doctor away. Talk soon, guys. Love you lots. And remember, make mistakes. You're human.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life quiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also on the inside show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.